This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guests are repeat guests, even though you haven't heard them before. We had some technical issues on the last recording when we recorded at the SpecWrite convention, but I'm very excited to have Dan Connors and Emma Griffith back from Green Impact. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Corey. Thanks for having us back. And I'll use my joke that I used last time that no one had to hear of always good to connect with another Connors.
Yes. This is in my whole career of 25 years, I've never met another Connors other than my close family. So at least not one that was spelled correctly like yours.
Right.
So great to meet you in Nashville. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about, before we get to our histories and stuff, let's talk about the SpecWrite convention. Emma, what was your experience like there?
I had the best time. It was my first time in Nashville, and SpecWrite put on such a phenomenal event. I learned a lot. There was also a lot of different opportunities for networking, and the events at night were fun, like going out to Luke Bryan's bar. That's something I don't think I'll ever get to do again. So I had a fabulous time. Dan, I hope we can go back next year, regardless of where it is. This is my public plea.
You heard it here first, folks. How about you, Dan?
I would really echo what Emma said. I thought it was a really good event, you know, was able to allow us to connect with some of the, you know, the people that are in the space that, you know, we're really trying to work in. I also thought it was a very educational session. You know, SpecWrite definitely put on a good show.
Well said, and totally agree. It's an important aspect of sustainability. And I think a lot of people don't understand how critical this is going to be in the future. But let's get back a little bit to your backgrounds. Dan, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about where you came from and then how you ended up at Green Impact?
Sure. So, you know, I think it would really start kind of in the 2021 year. I was working at another consulting firm that had a relatively large Salesforce practice at it. And we were really looking for, you know, a bit of a niche or a focus, and having strategic planning meetings and really trying to figure out what we wanted the direction to be. And at the same time, you know, I was kind of having some of those personal dilemmas as well. I had been working at that consulting firm for 15 plus years, all really in the CRM space, helping companies sell more and market better and do all of those things. And while it was great, you know, I was really looking for a bit of a more impactful role, something that allowed me to, you know, also help with some of the causes that I'm a little bit more passionate about. So, you know, at that time, Salesforce ended up releasing a product called Net Zero. And that was really pivotal in our decision to create Green Impact and really focus on helping organizations to implement Net Zero Cloud and ultimately achieve their carbon reduction goals.
Excellent. And I want to focus on that in a little bit here, but let's get Emma's background first so the audience can know a little bit about her.
Sure. So I serve Green Impact in a business operations capacity. So I recently obtained my MBA. So I do all things related to
congratulations.
Business. Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad it's done. But I serve the organization in a business capacity. And I found my way into sustainability, I would say, a couple years ago. I actually wrote a book about an island in Maryland that is endangered due to the direct impacts of climate change, so rising sea levels and erosion. Wow. Yeah, I went there for a summer. I got a grant from my undergraduate university to go, and essentially I went and lived on the island for 6 weeks, got to know the people, and the book is essentially a collection of their interviews. I went through and put everything in chronological order, so it, you know, flows really nicely and it reads well, but that's something that's really had a deep impact on me, and that's my big why as to why I'm involved in this space and why I'm so passionate about it. Every time that I go back to the island, I see the continued impacts of climate change. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And so that's what keeps me going every day.
That's an important point. Thank you for making it. We all need to have a why. And to be truly motivated in this space and in any space that we're passionate about. I remember at the last Sustainable Packaging Coalition event, Paul Nowak, the president, talked about his why and what he's doing and why he's so motivated to improve the environment. And it was really impactful. I think we all kind of took a step back and said, what are we doing? And why? And so well said. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about Green Impact and how you're related to Salesforce and potentially SpecRite and all of those things and how they all work together. Dan, can you fill us in on the details of the company?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we are a Salesforce partner that helps organizations to implement net zero cloud. Now that can mean a lot of different things to different organizations. We bring a little bit of a different spin to the implementation. We try to heavily rely on the sustainability skills that we have within the organization because it's not just a technical implementation of the Salesforce solution. There's also some real sustainability knowledge that needs to go into the project to help organizations to really decode the data that they've uncovered and, you know, try to translate all of the data that we collect into a decarbonization plan and ultimately help them figure out what are the right next steps to reach their carbon reduction.
I didn't know it was that detailed. So you're actually going in and analyzing their data. Can you give us an example of a kind of a company that would come to you and kind of how the process works? And maybe Emma, that maybe this is you or Dan, whoever wants to take this one.
Sure. Yeah, I could probably chime in on that. So, you know, it is very different within very different organizations. Lots of different organizations are at different places in their journey to sustainability. But the tool in of itself is really, you know, a data platform. So it's helping organizations to aggregate all of their disparate data from various systems and compile all of that into one place where you can go. And then there's onboard analytics to help really figure out what is what within your organization. One of the onboard analytics is a building energy intensity. So it allows you to very easily look at your building portfolio and understand what the energy uses within any of those buildings are. Also allows you to compare that data versus some of the industry standard information that's on board within Net Zero Cloud to really benchmark where your organization is at versus other organizations or buildings that are of the same shape and size and general use.
Oh, that's really cool. So it can give you kind of a primer, a starting point to say, okay, We're way behind. We need to catch up, or we're in pretty good shape. Is that kind of the idea there?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So not like I said, not only comparing against, you know, the other things in the industry, but also comparing within your asset portfolio in and of itself. Right. Yeah. Organization may have 12 buildings, and when they look at one building, it is the sore thumb that's sticking out. Right. And that leads them to understand that maybe that's a building that we need to either invest in more for some, you know, efficiencies, or maybe we need to, you know, release that building from our asset portfolio and move on to a more energy efficient facility.
That's an important point, I think, in this whole thing is with scope one, scope two, scope three reporting, you're going to be looking inward first and then outward second, or maybe at the same time. Emma, can you talk to us a little bit about your role there and what your focus is? And again, congrats on a recent MBA. That's not an easy task.
Thank you. Yes, it was a one-year program, so it was both fast and furious. So a lot of what I do, we work very closely with Salesforce. So a lot of what I do goes back to Salesforce and maintaining relationships with people in that field, but then also being involved in events regionally. So we're based out of Pittsburgh. I'm in West Virginia. So going out to events there, getting to know people in both the sustainability and the tech spaces, because there's overlap between the two. Also traveling, you know, even further. Dan and I were in San Jose for a Green Biz conference in October. We survived an earthquake together. We
made it. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. I remember this. Yes. Yeah.
We have lived to tell the tale, thankfully. So it's a little bit of everything working at a startup. That's, you know, what I expected. And there's awesome days. There's some days that are more challenging than others, but that's what keeps me going. I like things to be constantly evolving and changing. And so, yeah, my job is a little bit of everything. That's what I tell people.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the MO for operations, and it seems to be very true. You kind of have to be a Jack or a Jill of all trades, and yep. to be knowledgeable of many, many things. So a very important part. So what's the future look like for Green Impact, Dan? And anything that you're really excited about or focused on?
So, you know, a couple of things, actually. So we just had our 1 year anniversary yesterday.
Hey, congratulations.
Completed our first year in business. Very excited to be, you know, steamrolling into year. You know, I continue to be excited about the relationships that we have with Salesforce and, you know, what that continues to bring us. I also think, you know, you mentioned SpecRight earlier, right? We are really excited about the potential relationship with SpecRight. And what, you know, the collaboration of Salesforce, Green Impact, and SpecRight can bring together. We really think that the combination can help organizations to really isolate their emissions for any of the particular products. And that's something that we're seeing it really a demand for in the market. You know, consumers nowadays want to have the option of choosing a more sustainable product, even if there's a slightly increased price point of that. So, you know, being able to really dive into an organization's data and figure out what the carbon footprint of one particular product is something that, you know, the collaboration of the three of those organizations can help organizations to do. And then ultimately that will just flow to their customers, you know, being able to make a more sustainable purchasing decision time in and time out.
Yes, really valuable. And it seems like what SpecRight is saying is very true. The spec first approach is the future, and it is frankly going to be necessary to provide all of this data to companies like yours and Salesforce to report to the agencies that are going to demand this information from all of these companies. So very interesting.
And that the reporting space is evolving so quickly as well, right? There's so many frameworks that are out there now that we're helping customers get their data into. But again, those frameworks are all very quickly evolving, and the technology that's supporting those is also evolving very, very quickly. So we're excited to see what, you know, what's in store for the next couple of years.
Yeah. A potential expansion to Paris, we discussed. Yes.
Well, we would love to see you at next year's Paris event for sure.
I think it was an incredible experience. Paris Packaging Week is what we're talking about for the listeners. I just got back and they were asking me about it. And I said, well, you should go next year because lots of people over there need Green Impact. And they said, okay. So, Emma, are you on board with that? Any stories that you wanted to tell us before we call this one good?
So many stories, so many stories that I can share. One that I think speaks to the company a lot is we're technically a remote first workforce. We're at about 12 people now, I think. We've added a few positions lately. So I believe we're at 12. Wow. Yeah. And some of us are based in the greater Pittsburgh region, but some of us are located nationally. But around the holidays, Dan flew in our fully remote workers so that we could all work together, have a couple meals together. We did some volunteering together. I think that really speaks to the culture that we have here at this company. It was so cool to be able to see some of my coworkers who were formerly, you know, like little blips on my screen. I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're here in the flat. We're so used to that means of communication these days, which is really beneficial in a lot of ways, like the way that we're able to do this right now. But I think it's also important to have that like person to person, a human connection. That's something we definitely prioritize at Green Impact. We have met clients and potential clients in person as well. And I think that's probably one of my favorite Green Impact stories to share. Yeah. All my friends were jealous when I told them about that on holidays. So,
well, nice work, Dan. That's important. Good job.
Yeah, I like to joke, you know, a lot of people, as I'm telling them about the organization, they're like, oh, what do? Do you plant trees? And I said, like, I like them. Yes, we actually did. Like, that's what we did to volunteer. We went out and planted, harvested seeds and planted the trees. So no, we're not doing that as a business, but it's something that we are passionate about, you know, in general, anything that we could do to help the environment is what we're here to do.
I enjoy seeing people really doing the things that will help the planet and not just talking about it, not just saying, yeah, we're going to be more sustainable or this or that, going out and picking up trash from a beach or planting trees. So if you're listening, make sure you make that part of the culture of your company and follow Green Impact's lead and Aurora's lead, because that's what we have to do, I think.
Yeah, find a way to volunteer. It's important.
Yeah, so key. Well, thank you both for your time and your wisdom and your patience for the last time we tried this and it didn't work out so well. I would like to give a shout out to Mr. Adam Peake, who couldn't be here today, but was on the last call. And I think this episode will probably play on both platforms, which will be wonderful. So cool. You'll get twice the impact, if you will. Perfect. So thank you again. Appreciate it. And thank you for the listeners. If you're listening, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And thank you, Landsberg Aurora, for your sponsorship.
And check us out at greenimpacttech.com.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Emma. Well said. And I'll put that in the show notes too, so everybody can click on it. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Corey.
This episode is sponsored by SpecWrite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging, innovation, and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specwrite.com/book. That's specwrite.com/book.